الصفاء. ما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وإن لكم في الأنعام لعبرة نسقيكم مما في بطونها. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. So the next supplication of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is narrated in the book of Imam Tirmidhi, and the Prophet and this is the narration that a person should, this is the dua that a person should make after they drink milk. This is the dua that a person should make after they drink milk, as taught by their Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so it's as follows: Allahumma barik lana fihi wa zidna minhu. Allahumma barik lana fihi wa zidna minhu. That after a person drinks milk, that they recite this dua, and it roughly translates as, "O Allah, bless us by it." So barik lana fihi, bless us by it, or bless us through it. Wa zidna minhu, and increase us in it. Now there's many benefits of milk, and in fact it's actually referenced in the Quran, although we take it very, we think of milk as just something that we add to cereal, or that we add to tea, or that we become big with. But there's a lot more to it than just being a source of protein. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself drank it, and there's hadith that narrate about it, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala talks about it in the Quran as well. He says in one verse in Surah Al-Mu'minun, وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ لِعِبْرَةٍ, that indeed, verily, there is an ibrah, like a lesson for you in cattle, in an'am. نُسْقِيكُمْ مِمَّا فِي بُطُونِهَا وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَنَافِعُ كَثِيرَةٍ وَمِنْهَا تَأْكُلُونَ, that we give you a drink, نُسْقِيكُمْ مِمَّا فِي بُطُونِهَا, from what lies within its belly or its abdomen, نُسْقِيكُمْ مِمَّا فِي بُطُونِهَا, وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَنَافِعُ كَثِيرًا, and for you there's many benefits in it too, referring to cattle, and you eat them, وَمِنْهَا تَأْكُلُونَ, and this is what you consume. But so نُسْقِيكُمْ مِمَّا فِي بُطُونِهَا, that we quench your thirst, or we provide you a drink through what's in its belly, more or less the translation as. So this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's a source for us to drink. And if we reflect upon this verse when we're drinking milk, then inshallah we'll be rewarded for that. And in another hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in another verse, Allah ta'ala mentions in the Qur'an, in Surah Muhammad, he says, مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي وَعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ. He describes what are the realities of Jannah. مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي وَعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ فِيهَا أَنْهَارٌ مِّن مَّاءٍ غَيْرِ آسٍ وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّن لَّبَنٍ لَّمْ يَتَغَيَّرْ طَعْمُهُ. And there are, as a part of Jannah, or in Jannah, there will be rivers of milk, the taste of which will not go bad. It'll never يتغير, it will never spoil, it'll never go bad, it'll never change. You know, whereas milk in this world, you leave it out, or if you have it for a long period of time, or if you leave it outside for a few days, then it spoils and it changes. But this milk will be, this milk of Jannah will be very special. So milk has an attribution to Jannah as well. So it, number one, Allah Ta'ala says it's something that Allah Ta'ala has given us to quench our thirst through cattle. And number two, it's actually one of the liquids of Jannah as well. And there's hadith of the Prophet ﷺ in reference to it. The Prophet ﷺ said in one hadith that it's a sahih hadith that milk, the milk of a cow is, the meat of a cow is disease, and that the milk of a cow is cure. And the ulama, when they explicate on this, they reference how of all the different types of meats that are available, that the meat that comes from a cow probably is the unhealthiest. And so there's many, most diets will actually exclude beef because of the high cholesterol and content and the high fat content. He said, it's milk. The milk from a cow is cure. The Prophet, at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sources of milk were actually sheep, goat, and camel, and not so much cow. But we do know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam drank milk. In other hadith, milk is referred to as hilm, as it's referenced as hilm, which is roughly translates as forbearance. In fact, there is one, and it's also a reference in hadith as being related to knowledge. There's one sound hadith where Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had a dream, and in that dream there was milk coming from the fingers of the Prophet ﷺ. It was like coming out of the fingers of the Prophet ﷺ. And Umar radiallahu anhu was drinking that milk. And the Prophet ﷺ was saying, it is knowledge, it is knowledge, it is knowledge. So there's a correlation between milk and hilm and forbearance, and then milk and knowledge as well. And during the Isra and Mi'raj, when the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was traveling to Jerusalem and then to meet Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, at one stage along that way, Jibreel Alayhi Salam presented the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with two cups. And one cup had milk in it and one cup had wine in it. And so the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was to choose between the two, and he chose milk over wine. And he and Jibreel Alayhi Salam said, Alhamdulillah, or praise be to Allah, that you've chosen what is from the fitrah, what is from the fitrah. And had you chosen the other one, then your community would have gone astray. Other points about milk, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in hadith it said, this is in Bukhari, that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he drank milk, and then he would rinse, and then he rinsed his mouth, and then he said it has fat in it. Meaning that it was the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's recommendation that after you drink milk, that you rinse your mouth afterward, that you don't leave the taste or the remaining molecules of milk in your mouth because of potential harm. But this applies kind of to all types of food. It's always healthy. It's always best that after you eat or after you drink something, especially if there's any sort of carbohydrate content in it, that you rinse your mouth or you drink water after it. And the reason is because you're cleansing the mouth of whatever's in there, and the chances of developing dental caries, etc., those are much lower, gingivitis. And this is the recommendation currently. So these are some benefits related to milk. That number one, it comes from the... Number one, it's referenced in the Qur'an. And it's one of the fluids, or one of the liquids of Jannah that we will drink, one of the drinks of Jannah. And number two, the Prophet ﷺ himself drank it, and he references its benefits, and its benefits are related to knowledge. Its benefits are related to hilm and forbearance, and in fact, the Prophet ﷺ chose this drink when he was in Isra and Mi'raj as well. And then so these are the benefits related to milk. So the du'a once again is Allahumma barik lana fihi wa zidna minhu. Allahumma barik lana fihi wa zidna minhu. O Allah, place blessing. For bless us by it, and increase us, wazidna fihi, and increase us in it. So this is the du'a of the Prophet ﷺ. We're purposely keeping it short today because of the because we have some things to take care of before the iftar tonight, inshallah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to learn this du'a and recite it anytime we drink milk. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us by it and increase us in it. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to continue to learn from the supplications of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.